Biggest Fool.
Love that song so much.
So good.
I'm looking forward to seeing them. Their rescheduled Forum date is August 26th,
I
want to say.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Looking forward to that.
I never did find out. I never heard. Who was it that got sick in the camp?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they played Lollapalooza this last weekend. I don't know.
Well, it's called Dave at Home.
I don't think they ever said.
Did you say something about calling me at what?
It said someone in our camp.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what they said. Yeah. So I don't have any idea
that
means.
And then you said something about how? Calling Rihanna sometime soon today?
Yeah, Rihanna. I don't know if you saw the story. She is the first female musician billionaire. She's worth not only a billion, but $1.7 billion.
Why in the hell would she take our call? I smell a rat.
Sexy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That makes sense.
There's a guy going to space, and it's a fascinating story because he had to reschedule.
Oh, why?
Can you imagine?
No. You're like, oh, man.
Sorry, you know, I got, I'm getting my nails done that day. I don't understand that.
I'm one of the first private citizens to go into space, and I got to reschedule.
We are going to try again our cold reading Shakespeare theater.
Oh, my God.
So it's been printed out for us. Neither of us have looked at it. And when we start doing, when we read it, it's going to be cold. So.
And they've also brought the original soundtrack music from the 1968 film Romeo and Juliet to help assist us with that.
Nice.
No, not really.
I wore my clothes inside out. I don't know if you've ever done this. My shirt was inside out.
Yeah, I've done that.
For a whole day. You have? For the whole day?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a minute. You do that about once every 6 weeks.
I really do it too often. So we're going to take your calls on clothing malfunctions, especially if it was your fault. And I don't know if you saw the story, but Apple is scanning your photos.
Uh-oh.
In the iCloud specifically, but also it seems like they're going to have access to your phone. And the reason they're doing it is for child abuse imagery.
Oh, okay.
So, okay,
sure,
I think that's worth it.
What's your, I mean, I don't, I think everything that exists digitally is everywhere. So I just don't.
You just assume that's happening anyway?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they can enjoy all the child prawn I have and whatever else.
So,
no, but I mean, you know, I mean, you know, you got to just figure that that is all out there. But still, people that get privacy issues would be very upset about that.
So, we're going to ask you for the most embarrassing pictures on your phone.
Oh.
Because there's other pictures I don't want people looking at.
Nice. Yeah, just pictures of me being as ugly as ever. Always.
You remember the bare ass photo series? It's coming up today on Kevin and Sligo at 95.5 KLOS.
Oh, and we also have some Black Crowes stuff to give you if you
correct.
Know your Insight Crowespedia between now and 4.
Don't make it so hard this time.
I don't want to say you'll be the judge this weekend. Who did it better, Dancing Days, STP?
I will say you'll be the judge.
Our Led Zeppelin. That is between 2 and 7 all week. End with JD. He's going to be playing a whole bunch of covers. It's a cover or versus original weekend. And I think it's maybe, you know, what are you in the mood to hear now? Like the Juanes version of Inner Sandman from Metallica or the original? You know?
Yeah.
Which sounds
some
better
of
right
them
now?
Are really good.
Yeah.
And very different than the original.
Yeah.
I sort of like those.
Yeah, like that cover of Come Together that's so awesome.
But are you asking if people like the original better?
No,
because
maybe,
I assume they will.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how much do you like the cover?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So he's going to play both of them every single hour between 2 and 8. I lied to you on the weekend.
You just lied to
cover
you.
Versus original starting at 2 p.m. this week. With JD.
I don't know if you saw this story. The passengers on Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin trip. I was unaware of this, but was Jeff himself, his brother,
right.
an 82-year-old pilot named Wally Funk. All three went.
Right.
And an anonymous bidder.
Oh, yeah.
Who put up $28 million for the seat.
Wow. 28, how long are they going to actually be off the planet?
I think
in
an hour,
orbit.
I think, total.
Yeah, so maybe in orbit.
I think landing and taking off, all included,
18 minutes,
probably.
Waitless, probably.
Probably, yeah.
I would do it.
But
I had that kind of money.
The mystery writer backed out at the last minute. I think so, too. Blue Origin said it was, quote, because of scheduling conflicts. I'm sorry. Scheduling conflicts?
Is his seat open? Can we win his seat?
Oh,
I've
no,
never said that before. Can I
else?
Win your seat? Who?
But I'm just asking, what could possibly be a scheduling conflict with going to space?
I have to make an important phone call that day.
I'm supposed to meet a friend at In-N-Out. We put it off like twice. I mean, don't you? Isn't it easy to just cancel anything? Scheduling conflict. I got a haircut. I haven't got my haircut in a long time. I have laundry to do.
Well, so they just gave it to someone else?
Somebody else bid, I guess, and took the fourth seat and went.
Why didn't he put it? Why didn't he do something cool with it? To God, who is this guy?
I think it was a dad who spent the $28 million for his kid.
Oh, and the kid chickened out.
Yes.
Oh, well.
And I would say chickened out has to be
the reason. Come on.
I'm grounded because I snuck out last night in the middle of the
night. Dad won't let me go into space now.
Dad won't let me go.
It's the final frontier, man.
I spent 28. I hate you, Dad. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Respect the music, man.
This is a, thank you. This is a rare radio station in that all other radio stations I know of, the program directors root for you.
They want to help you out.
They want
sure
you to do well.
Yeah, and you want to make sure you're prepared for everything you might face.
In this particular case, ours is working against us.
So, and he's never brought us any fries!
Key!
Fries! French fries!
But he has printed out a script that neither of us have looked at.
He's like, here, read that.
Do not look at it.
Cold.
It's cold reading Shakespeare. And now, I can't read regular English.
Neither can I.
Let alone Shakespeare.
I can't read words written on paper.
But this is a script.
Yep.
And I'm going to be Samson, and I don't have any idea who Samson is.
You're about to get my Delilah?
You're Gregory.
Oh, whew. Okay. I don't mean Delilah. It's, not after last time.
It's time for cold reading Shakespeare.
You got carried away.
And now, cold reading Shakespeare.
Cold reading Shakespeare.
In the park.
In lot.
All right. Are we ready?
No. Yes. I'm fine. Okay.
Gregory, on my word, we'll not carry cold.
No, for then we should be colliers.
I mean, and we be in choler, we'll draw.
Aye, while you live, draw your neck out of collar.
I strike quickly, be moved.
But thou art not quickly moved to strike.
A dog, hold on, a dog of the house of Montague moves me.
To move is to stir. To be valiant is to stand. Therefore, if thou art moved, thou runnest away.
A dog of that house shall move me to stand. I will stand. I will take the wall of any man or maid of Montague's.
That shows thee a weak slave, for thou goest to the wall.
Do you have any?
Okay. No, I have no.
'Tis true. And therefore, women, being the weaker vessels,
excuse me,
that's Shakespeare, not me, are ever thrust to the wall. Mm. Therefore, I will push Montague's men from the wall and thrust his maids to the wall.
The quarrel is between our masters and us, their men.
'Tis all one. I will show myself a tyrant. When I have fought the men, I will be civil with the maids. Mm-hmm. I will cut off their heads.
The heads of the maids?
I guess.
That's what it says. It says the heads of the maids?
Yeah, that's Shakespeare.
Yep.
Oh, you already did your line.
I did!
I thought you were okay. I, the heads of the maids, of their maiden heads, take it in whatever sense thou wilt.
They must take it in a sense that feel it.
Me they shall feel while I am able to stand, mm-hmm. And 'tis known I am a pretty piece of flesh.
'Tis well thou art not fish. If thou hadst, thou hadst been poor, John. Draw thy tool.
All right.
Here comes two of the House of Montagues.
My naked weapon is out.
How?
What's happening?
I don't know. It's a commercial now.
Come on, our music? Where was I? My naked weapon is out.
Wow.
Quarrel, I will back thee.
How? Turn thy back and run?
Fear me not.
No, Mary, I fear thee.
Let us take the law of our sides. Let them begin.
I will frown as I pass by, and let them take it as they list.
Nay, as they dare. I will bite my thumb at them. Which is a disgrace to them if they bear it.
Do you bite thou thumb at us, sir?
I do bite my thumb, sir.
What the hell
is Shakespeare talking about?
Shakespeare was higher than a kite. I didn't know that.
Wow. Well, I think we did well.
I thought I sort of understood Romeo and Juliet one time. I saw it. I guess I didn't.
None of us did.
I like that stuff about the maids against the wall, though.
Bite my thumb.
Yeah. Hey, bite my thumb, buddy.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I feel bad. I haven't checked in on Jerry Cantrell and his cats yet. He's on Instagram with his cats. They're so cool and really weird, and he's always doing little adventures in his backyard with his cats.
Sounds fun for you.
Yeah, I should check in on him.
Rihanna is now officially a billionaire.
That must be nice.
Did you know she was that rich?
No, I don't think Jerry Cantrell's that rich.
No. No, he's not.
No.
Wow,
Rihanna's a billionaire.
Rihanna's real name is? I didn't know either.
Dave.
Robin Fenty is officially a billionaire, according to Forbes.
Well, I guess they'd know.
They track and publish data on the world's wealthiest individuals, and Rihanna, who's 33, is estimated at $1.7
billion. Wow!
Making her the wealthiest female musician and the second richest woman in entertainment behind Oprah.
Wow, good for her. That's
How
cool.
about that?
That's crazy.
It's her makeup line.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, on the music? I mean, now they don't get any money for the music anymore.
Forbes estimated Fenty Beauty alone is worth $2.8 billion.
Wow. Dang. I mean, I am wearing her foundation right
it
now.
It looks great.
Yeah, thank you. I feel better about myself.
In 2018, the makeup brand, which sold at Sephora stores, was generating more than $550 million in annual revenues, earning more than Kim Kardashian West.
Good.
And Jessica Alba and Kylie Jenner and all these other celebrities
wow.
who have these
hey,
lines.
I'm way out front. What do you think about that?
$2.8 billion. She actually has $1.7
billion.
Wow.
Her cut is fairly good.
Do you? I was actually able to line her up.
I know you. How did you get this phone number, dude?
I just hard work.
She's not going to answer.
Hard work.
She's not going to recognize.
In the middle of the night. Plus, I talk drunk. On the Heineken 00 hotline, let's say good afternoon, Rihanna.
Holy iguana, Batman.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't understand that. Rihanna?
Wow, it really is Rihanna. That's
yes.
awesome.
Listen, we were just calling to congratulate you on being the first female musician who is a billionaire.
Oh, me, I'm a billion-dollar boy. I signed to Rakaton Diamonds across my vagina.
Did you say you bought diamonds to
encrust certain...
Your vagina?
Yeah.
I did, man. Say, make a new chastity belt. Cover me vagina. Gold plate with a diamond. Real flat. Even to go through the window. Me don't have to deal with poor peon like you. Chaka, chaka, nah, yeah.
Look, I don't even know what I would do if I had $1 billion. What is the first thing that you did when your cosmetic company took off?
Kill people.
What? Did you say kill people?
That's right, man. When you have $1 billion, you can murder people. Get away with it.
Wow, nice.
I was not expecting that answer.
Me digging graves all over. Maha, right near the beach.
Can you share some of the people that were on your list or on your list?
Let me tell you, man. Tom Selleck. Blood clot.
Well, that's a shame. I kind of liked him, but...
Scott Baio, blood clot.
Oh, Scott Baio. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Screwface, I know.
Yada, sure, yeah.
I'm not getting any of that.
Could you maybe buy a translator with all the cash you have?
Could you maybe suck my dick?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are about to do Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia. The more you know your crows, the more you win.
You could win Black Crows Shake Your Money Maker limited edition playing cards and two tickets to see the Black Crows in concert on August 19th at the Forum.
But wait, there's possibly more.
You could qualify for a pre-show meet and greet.
What?
And VIP side stage viewing at the concert.
Be caller 13 right now and answer the trivia question, 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS. Hello, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Holly.
Welcome to Black Crows Pedia Cyclone.
In Cyclone's Pedia.
Thank you.
Are you ready for the question?
Yes, I am.
Name one of the Black Crows songs that features a cowbell.
Hard to Handle.
No.
Not on the official list. We have an official list that they sent us personally via Messenger.
KLOS. No, who's this?
My name's Dave.
Dave?
Yes, sir.
All right, here's your question. Name one of the Black Crowes songs that features a cowbell.
Charming Mess.
Sorry.
Not on the list.
Incorrect. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name's Matthew.
All right, Matthew, name one of the Black Crowes songs that features a cowbell.
Hi-Hat Blues.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Woo!
Yes, nice. Indeed.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
Nicely done. You got Black Crowes Shake Your Money Maker limited edition playing cards. You got two tickets to see the Black Crowes in concert August 19th at the Forum. And you're qualified for the grand prize, which is an exclusive pre-show meet and greet with the Black Crowes and VIP side stage viewing at the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for our Insane Crowes.
You were reading Shakespeare some more to yourself, weren't you?
I was not, no.
Liar.
Okay. KLOS, who's this?
This is Victor.
Victor, you're caller 13.
Yes, sir.
Nicely done.
Are you ready to play Insane Crowespedia?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
What's up?
All right, here's the question. Name one of the Black Crowes songs that features a cowbell. There's multiple. Cowbell. All you have to do is name one.
Yep.
Okay. Da da ba da ba da 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 da. Oh, I got it. How about Shake Your Moneymaker?
What do I do? It's not on my list.
No, I don't know. It's not on the list.
It's not on my list. I'm sorry.
Where did you come up with Shake Your Moneymaker as a have a cowbell in it?
Sounds like it should have one.
Okay. So you don't know. Okay, yeah. Well, we have to move on.
Then. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, man. Sorry.
KLOS, hello.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. This is Susie.
All right, Susie, you ready for your Encyclopedia question?
I am. I'm hoping I get it because I need to go to this concert, but yes.
All right. Name one of the Black Crowes songs that features a cowbell.
A cow? Ooh. Wow.
There's multiple songs. You just need to name one.
I'm going to say Twice as Hard.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. Hey. Hi. Oh, my God.
Oh,
hi.
My God.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hi. How are you? What's going on?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Who's this?
This is Tamara.
All right.
I wanted to, what is the question? I don't
I'll
even know what the question
you.
Is.
I'll tell you. Calm down.
Cool.
Wow. Okay.
Man. All right, here's the question. Name one of the Black Crowes songs that features a cowbell.
Oh, shit. Not that skit SNL does with
nope.
Christopher Walken.
Nope.
It needs more cowbell.
More cowbell.
No, but I love that you know that.
Yes.
I got a fever and the only cure.
Right. Is more cowbell.
Right, but that's not the question.
Okay.
That's not why you call.
I'll have to think about it. Okay. I have no idea.
One of the Black Crowes songs. Just pick a Black Crowes song and maybe you'll get it.
Stop saying that.
God, I can't even remember my kids' names. You won't even remember Black Crowes. Oh my gosh, what's that one?
Call back when you come down.
Yeah. All right, 818-955-KLOS. You've heard the question.
Foo Fighters on the world famous
95.5
KLOS.
Ah, so close.
Saved it, mother effer.
So close. Wow, well done. Nice pull out, baby.
Wow.
We're not going to have any children after all. Well done, sir.
That was close.
That was. That's your first time, though. That's amazing. You've been here for 15 years now, and it's the first time you...
It is the first time I did that. But I have said good morning about 28 times. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
So the other day, I was looking...
Dude, this is perfect lead into what you're about to talk about.
Yes, it is. The other day, I was getting ready for bed, and I was brushing my teeth, and I looked in the mirror, and I saw that I had my shirt on inside out, because the little tag that goes on the inside was on the outside.
Yeah, this is the end of the day.
I had put that shirt on at about 9 a.m.
Wow.
And it was 10:12 p.m.
Then I've done it like halfway through the day or like, you know, before.
You've done it inside out too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, a lot of times. Because exactly the same thing. I see the stupid tag down by your
belt.
And
that's what tips you off.
Yeah.
I didn't see it until nighttime.
Right, right.
So I walked around like a bozo all day.
Is that when you gave that important speech to the... I don't know. I'm trying to think of something.
Sure.
Yeah.
No.
So you're wearing the shirt inside out?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Just a shirt.
Okay.
Just a t-shirt that I love, right. And it was inside out. I've also worn this this little light jacket that I have.
Uh-huh.
I've also worn that inside out.
Oh, yeah. I've done that a lot.
At the other station, I did it for the whole show.
Sure.
And then in the end, afterwards, in a meeting, Ally McKay said, Hey. I don't mean to be insulting, but are you wearing that inside out? And I said, yes, I am.
Shut up.
Yes, I
Shut
am.
Shut up, Allie.
All right, so we're going to take your calls if you had a clothing malfunction.
Mm.
Most especially if it's your fault. That's funnier.
Have you ever actually, I mean, so you have one. You said you wore your clothes inside out on your podcast that you do with that Mike guy. That sounds a little like Rihanna, I've noticed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you all the way through the entire podcast, great news with Kevin and Mike, you were wearing
two in a row.
Clothes inside
and
out.
My shirt was inside out. Oh, no, it was backwards.
Okay.
So it was like really tight against my throat.
Right.
And then there was a nice little cut in the back. I was like, oh, man, I'm wearing it backwards. But then he pointed it out at the beginning of the great news, mm-hmm. which we're going to start again very soon, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Probably next week.
Oh, cool.
He pointed it out near the beginning, and this is the way my mind works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he pointed out that you're wearing your shirt backwards, and you deserve this. So I didn't get up to leave or do anything. Wait, I was just like, I'm going to do the whole show this way.
Rewind.
Because
you
deserve
this.
Yeah,
what? That's kind of weird. That's intense.
It's not really intense.
It's really dark inside there, isn't there?
I thought to myself, I could walk off camera and turn it around.
You should have done it right on camera when you started the show.
But
showed everybody that bod.
I don't know. I feel like it was funnier to leave it that way.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Did you guys comment on it?
Yeah.
Anytime?
Oh,
okay. Well, that's good.
Mike pointed it out very clearly, unfortunately.
Somebody like at a wedding or something had their clothes on.
Yes. Clothing malfunctions, especially if it's your fault.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. And how long did it stay that? Because mine was 15 hours. So that was not necessarily ideal. 818-955-KLOS. Frequent contributor Raul just sent a picture with two belts. He wore two belts to work.
And didn't realize he had two belts
Correct.
On? Oh, that's interesting.
That
Raul!
That is odd. We're talking about clothing malfunctions that were your fault. You have one?
Well, good morning, Kevin and Sluggo. How are you doing today?
How dare you try and throw
on the
me
world
off.
Famous KLOS.
World famous Kevin and Sluggo show.
All right, clothing malfunction that was your fault.
So, obviously, I get up early, so, you know, like you guys, so I'm dressing in the dark sometimes due to my fiance sleeping, and got to work, noticed my shirt, I was looking to find my pocket, and I was realizing, hey, I buttoned my shirt up wrong. It was completely buttoned up inside out.
Well, that's kind of extreme.
When it's a button-up shirt.
Yeah, that's kind of extreme.
Yeah. I've had it, like, where I cannot get the buttons, like, over and over again. I'll try. I'm just like, screw it. I'm going to put on another T-shirt. To hell with it.
You just give up. You have to bail at some point.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
Hello, KLOS. You had a clothing malfunction?
It was a Christmas party at my lady's house, and we just got done having a little fun together. And we go to the Christmas party, nothing noticed, have a good time. And I get home and post a picture online, and a friend commented, hey, nice picture, but why is his shirt inside out?
No, so your girl didn't tell you, and no one else at the party noticed?
No.
That's the kind of party I want to go to.
That's awesome.
I wore it all night long.
Everybody's so wasted.
I want to party with you, cowboy.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS. Hello.
Cowboy.
That's from Stripes. Hi there. You had a clothing malfunction, and especially if it was your fault?
Well, it's actually a friend of mine, but it was too good to not tell.
All right, go ahead.
He got up in the morning, and he needed a little hair of the dog, so he threw on his shorts, and he went to the local grocery store to pick up 2 6-packs of Mickey's Big Mouth. Now, my friend, his name is Willie, and he's 6'7", and he's standing in line with these 2 6-packs, and this older woman keeps looking at him and smiling. He's wondering why, and he happens to glance down, and Willie's Wonka was hanging out.
Oh, wow.
Ding, ding, ding,
so
ding.
So much worse than mine. That's fantastic.
Yes, thank you for never doing that here at work, Kevin. Thank you.
Yet.
Yeah. No!
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS. Let's hear your clothing malfunctions.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I realized that I was wearing my shirt inside out all day one day.
And this is not the first time this has happened.
No.
My friend Kevin.
Unfortunately.
From time to time. Well,
so,
you know.
So we're talking about clothing malfunctions that were your fault. You have one?
Hi, I was calling about the wardrobe malfunction.
Yes, please.
That was your fault?
Yeah.
I hope.
It was totally my fault.
All right.
I was running late for work, and I grabbed my clothes out of the dryer. And I had to, like, you know, shake off my slacks. And I put them on and went to work. An hour and a half into my shift, I feel something in my pants. And I had to run to the bathroom. And I had panties balled up in my pants. and I could have, they were about to fall out. Luckily, they fell out in the bathroom.
So you could have been walking along and had a pair of pants
in a hallway
fall out of your pants.
In front of the CEO.
In the dining room. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is beautiful. That is awesome.
It was ridiculous. And then I was so embarrassed, but I had to go tell someone about it. Because it was so funny.
Yes.
My coworker told everyone.
I mean,
attention.
You did the right thing and your coworker did the right thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It needs to be shared.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You have a clothing malfunction that was your fault?
Two different shoes.
Were they different brands?
Yeah, they were different brands.
Different colors?
Same color. Yeah, because on the shoe rack on the top, if you think about it, you got two pairs, the two in the middle. One is actually a right, one is a left. So it was dark. Put them on, went to work, didn't know until I got to work. If it had happened now, I've got a pair of brown and a pair of black. That would have been horrible. But at least there were two black shoes.
And one of them was high-heeled, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. I just remembered something that happened at the other station.
Yes.
We had that 60s. You remember we did a 60s weekend? We were playing the groovy hits of the Super 70s.
Nope.
Rather, Super 70s. Anyway, so I had these weird pants that I had got. They were like leather or something for the weekend.
Yes.
And as I was there in the studio on the air, RIP!
Oh, nice.
This massive hole.
Nice.
And, you know, of course, everybody was coming into the studio that day because it was a crazy, weird.
You need the bits to breathe.
Yeah, they got quite the mini show, as it were, if you will.
KLOS, hello. Clothing malfunction. It was your fault.
Yes. So it was early 2000s. I owned a blouse with Velcro instead of buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to the market. I don't know how long I had been there. I'm grocery shopping, and this little girl runs by me. She goes past me. She does a U-turn. She comes back. She goes, ma'am, your blouse. My Velcro was wide open.
Oh.
And I don't know how.
At least someone told you.
Yeah.
All of the other stories went on pretty much all day.
Yeah, nobody pointed it out, except a coworker later to everyone else. Little kids are always like, hey, look at that!
Right? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about clothing malfunctions that were your fault.
I have two gems that were completely my fault.
Nice.
I was in Chicago, the Windy City, and I wasn't thinking ahead of time, and I was wearing a wraparound skirt.
Nice, good. Which the wind plays havoc with.
Yeah, I'm always surprised how much I show to the world when I wear my wraparound skirt.
Right.
Yeah. Ta-da!
I had my hands full, so my team, I told them the first person that pulled up a camera was going to be fired.
It's nice to be the boss.
A celebrity event that we were doing in New York at Tavern in the Green, and I was carrying stuff in, and my slip fell down, so I just kicked it in the bushes.
Just kicked it in the bushes.
You're in Central Park. Nobody really seriously would notice if it was bare.
Nice work.
In the bushes there. That's true. You got away with that one easy.
Quick thinking.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Okay, so check this out. You know what? It was back in 1984, 85, okay? I'm up in Wasserville, California. It's summertime. And I'm the type of guy that, you know, at that time I wasn't wearing my briefs. So I'm wearing Levi's.
Right.
The zipper kind, right?
Right.
So I caught my little extra, you know?
Oh, that's bad.
Nobody was home other than my mother, okay? And you know what? I had to reach out to my poor mother. But my mother could not stop laughing at this idiocy that why am I not wearing underwear, right? So I go, I need your help, mother. So she didn't know whether to zip up or zip down. So I just said, just go for it. You know what she did, man? She zipped up.
Oh, my.
It broke the skin. It was painful, but she could not stop laughing. She could not stop laughing. And
listen,
that's the beauty of it. You know,
listen, I'm with your mom.
Yeah. I mean, that exact same thing happened to me when I was four.
Yeah, well, I was 23 at the time, brother.
This one's for you, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact, my friend.
Here's a headline that's a little troubling.
Okay.
And I'm okay with, but it's troubling. Hmm. Apple will scan photos stored on iPhones and iCloud for child abuse imagery.
Wow.
So great cause.
Yes.
But they're going to scan your iPhone and your iCloud.
You know what? I bet they came up with this excuse.
Maybe.
Because they were already doing it. They're like, uh-oh, we're going to get caught at some point.
That's
we better have a good reason.
That's sort of It does scare me that anyone would have access to that kind of. I mean, I'm all for catching child predators and child abuse.
Right.
Great cause.
Yes, 100%.
But is it the only thing it's going to be used
for? Right, exactly. Oh, wait a minute. You know, but there's no child abuse here. But look at this. Look at what they're doing.
I have a lot of stuff on my phone I don't want somebody to see.
Oh, yeah?
Not pictures.
No, your phone.
It's not pictures of myself. I rarely take pictures of myself. I'm very not.
No, me too.
Very not interested.
No, God,
who needs another picture of me?
Delete that.
But there's a new system that is called Neural Match, and it will proactively alert a team of human reviewers if it believes illegal imagery is detected.
Wow, gosh.
So they have like thousands of pictures that are bad, and they'll look for matches.
I don't want that job.
I don't either. That's a terrible job.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Wow.
And I, of course, don't have any of that, but I do have stuff.
That's very convincing.
That I don't. No, you know I don't. Yeah. I do have stuff that I don't want people to see.
I want
to
see these pictures you don't want anyone to see. I love it.
Bean and I bald.
Oh, yes.
We look straight skinheads.
Yeah, that
we
was bizarre. Skinheads. That was a bet, right? Or something?
Yeah, we were in New Orleans.
Right.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you did not look good. Neither one of you.
No,
bald.
It was ridiculous.
That was bizarre.
But I don't want anyone to see that and think, oh, this guy's a white supremacist. Because that's what it looks like.
Because the tattoo showed up so well. Like, because you usually can't see it because your hair.
The swastika?
Yeah.
A woman with the largest lips ever.
What?
We never did that story, but I have a picture of my
phone. Wow. Okay, so you're keeping that. That's odd.
Look, you got to keep what you got to keep.
Yep.
Donald Trump is Queen Elizabeth. Have that.
Yeah.
And we're going to take your calls. I don't think we want to discuss something as heavy as government overstepping their bounds and stuff like that.
Right.
I would like to discuss stuff on your phone you don't want anyone to see.
Yeah, what's on your phone? Hey!
Mike Catherwood dressed as Superwoman smelling his fingers. That's on there. Don't want anyone to see that.
Psycho Mike always lives up to his nickname.
The Armenian comedian is Santa Claus.
I don't want to see that one. We got to get a hold of him, by the way.
Me as the Spice Girls.
Which one?
Singing
I want to see this. Come on, send me that.
And me as Britney Spears. Singing Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Let's see, I'm not going to let you do that anymore. I'm going to keep you in receivership or whatever.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Do you want? You want Spice Girls or Britney Spears?
Both, please. Both, please.
No, you can't have both. You pick one.
Britney.
Okay. All right, I'll post it in just a second.
Oh, nice.
We're going to take your phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. Not the legal end of it, because that's very complicated.
Yeah.
But
what do you got
on your phone that would be embarrassing?
We start scrolling through, what's something we're going to find that you really try and keep on?
I really don't go through and cut pictures out much.
Yeah.
So I have thousands on there, and some of them are very embarrassing.
Nice. And you're going to post one, right?
I'll post me as Britney Spears.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes.
Nice.
Because I'm pretty damn hot. All right, 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. What's on your phone you would not want anyone else to see? Oh, no. Spice Girls is...
Oh, my God. That's disturbing, dude. What the hell?
The mics are on?
Yeah, that's crazy. You as Britney is...
Listen.
Really disturbing.
Disturbingly hot. That's what you mean.
Oh, no. I have nightmares, man. Oh, no.
All right, listen. We're not talking about the legality of what Apple is doing.
No.
It looks like they might be checking people's photos on their phones and in their iCloud, trying to match for child abuse, which is a great cause.
Yeah, good on him.
But you also hate to give people that kind of power.
Yeah, because they might find you dressed as Britney Spears and it's now parked at Kevin and Sluggo. You gotta go see this video. It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty hot. I'll say that. I got the Spice Girls too. I'll put that one.
Nice. Good.
All right. What do you have on your phone that you don't want anyone else to see?
My past birthday, a friend from the past sent a picture of me with some white substance on a mirror.
How about that? I can see that. Yeah. I can see you wouldn't want anyone to see
that. Right. I like that you keep it, though. That's interesting. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, how's it going?
It's going well. What pictures are on your phone that you would not want anyone else to see?
Last week, I was sitting in the bathroom, and I figured out that I had a big old pimple on the inside of my butt cheek.
Nope.
And I was curious how big this thing was. So I shoved a camera back there and I took a picture of it.
I never thought about doing that.
Of course not. That's ridiculous.
No, it's kind of a good idea.
No, it's an awful idea.
Just as long as you don't keep it or immediately tweet it.
It worked, but thing is, it's still sitting in that photo album, you know?
Double dog dare you to tweet it right now at Sluggo and Kevin.
No, I don't want to see
that. Kevin and Sluggo.
What's wrong with you?
Do it. Yeah.
No.
Send it our way.
No. Don't want it. Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. Hold your phone up. Hold your phone up to the phone. I want to see what's on your phone. What pictures have you got?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
No, really, though, I was in a bad car accident, so I had to take pictures of my injuries. I got punched in the face by the airbag, black eyes, bad nose, all across my chest from the airbag and also, like, the seatbelt. And then I have pictures of breast surgery so I could see the healing process.
Oh. Yeah, you wouldn't want those to get out. So how do you feel about them being on Apple Cloud and available to all the Apple staff? You know, they all sit around in the break room going through them. You know, that's what they do.
I kind of think I just want to dump my Apple Cloud all together now.
I understand. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What's on your phone? You don't want anyone else to see.
Oh, the reviews are just coming in like crazy.
Of you as Britney Spears?
Me as Britney, you're welcome, is what I put up. And then Homie in Newport Beach said, stop this, you're ruining everything. And then Kathy said, what has been seen cannot be unseen.
That is a fact. And it is true. It's really disturbing seeing you as a Britney. At Kevin Come and Sluggo. On. No, it's a little weirdly disturbing.
It's disturbing because you're turned on.
We won't. What can I say?
All right. We're talking about pictures that are on your phone that you don't necessarily want someone else to see.
Oh, yeah. This is actually video. I'm a 47-year-old, 5'11", 230-pound North American balding ape.
Okay. Hold on. I'm writing that down. Hold on.
One fine Halloween, I grabbed a rather flowing muumuu of red and purple and pink that my wife owns and put that on with a pair of devil horns and proceeded to dance drunkenly around with my 80-pound pit bull.
Nice.
And making her do tricks with my hand signals as opposed to talking to her while I was singing.
You do good work, first of all.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't really care who ever would see it. Except for my coworkers, because I pride myself on my composure and professionalism.
It's weird how people do that, but the reality is...
Let me ask you a question. Why would you keep that on your phone?
Because it's hilarious.
Okay, all right. Good enough.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What's on your phone?
This is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are talking about the most embarrassing pictures on your phone that you would not want somebody else to see. And you had a question about a guy that just called?
The guy who just called about the pimple on his butt?
Yeah.
I work with him. They're a contractor that worked for me down in San Diego, and they live in Yucaipa. So I turned them on to you guys to listen on their way home.
Hey, thanks.
It's 2 hours. So I know who it is. I'm going to see that picture tomorrow.
Yeah, dude, you got to see it. You got to take a picture and then post it out.
No, you enjoy that picture by yourself. We don't want any part of it.
Are you sure?
No, positive. Thank you.
Kevin is saying yes.
No, thank you.
Hi, KLOS. Talk to us about what's on your phone. You don't want anybody to see.
It'd be some naked, provocative pictures of my junior high teacher that I had from my school. But the problem was I'm homeschooled.
You were homeschooled. I get it. Okay.
There we go. Okay. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Don't send that. KLOS, hello.
Hey, you guys.
Nope. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Got a story for you.
Yes, please.
With my random pictures in my phone, which might blow up in my face, but I got a bunch of pictures of my kid's butt.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm saying, figure that one may blow up in my face.
Yeah, do you have them on Apple Cloud?
Yes, sir, unfortunately.
You might want to not. I don't know.
Yeah.
What, are you just planning on blackmailing them when they get older, like showing them to their dates and stuff?
Dude, it says Apple will scan photos stored on iPhones and iCloud for child abuse imagery.
apparently, I can't read.
Maybe take those off and keep them for yourself.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I might think about that one.
Park them somewhere until they're old enough to embarrass them with.
Right, that's the only use for them.
Right on, thanks, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yes, I'm calling about your Luke Bryan tickets.
Yes. What, for what?
Luke Bryan.
Oh, Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you know what you have to do to win those tickets?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I just had to call.
No, you know, so the horror movie is coming out soon that Luke's got a big part of, and we need to hear your scream like you're in the movie itself. So your best horror movie scream. Go! That was pretty good, but more terrified.
Oh my God, my kids are going to go crazy.
That's okay. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. What station are you calling?
95.5.
Oh, well, that is us.
That's odd because
we don't have any tickets.
We're not giving away Luke Bryan tickets. No. Isn't he country?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
You rule. Thank you for calling.
We love you. That was a good scream.
Yes. Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Remember when we were talking not that long ago about cool ways to die?
Yes, that was an interesting topic. People had all sorts of thoughts of how they would like to shuffle off this mortal coil.
None of them mentioned this. Drunk man killed by shark while wading into sea to relieve himself.
Oh, man. And you got to know his friends are like, yeah.
By the way, a friend walked out with him to relieve himself as well. So there were two of them standing out there. The victim's name is Marcelo Roca Santos, 51. This happened in Brazil. He had reportedly been drinking with friends. It was about 2 p.m.
2 in the afternoon, he's out there deciding to add a little more water to the ocean.
When the surf had turned tumultuous and murky, making it difficult to spot anything in the water, despite a bunch of signs on the beach saying, don't go in the water.
Oh, you're kidding.
This is an unsafe beach.
Wow.
The lifeguard on duty refrained from ordering the two men back because they were only up to their waists.
Meh.
So what could happen?
Meh.
That's when the shark struck.
Oh, man. Wow.
Biting off the unfortunate beachgoers.
No.
Guess, please.
No.
Your guess now.
Ah, foot. Naughty bits?
Nope. Hand and taking off a chunk of his leg.
That was close.
It doesn't matter because they took him to the hospital when he was dead.
Wow.
He died that way. His friend pulled him back out of the ocean.
Right.
They took,
what was left of him.
Yeah. And they took his body to the hospital. Mm. And his friend was untouched.
Huh. He's like, well, the shark is probably like, this tastes pretty good. That one, not so good. I'll go for this one.
I don't know. Do you think that it fought that much?
Hell if I know. It's been a while since
this one looks meatier.
A little barbecue sauce. You're good to go.
Experts link the region's surge in shark attacks, of which there have been 62 incidents.
Whoa, in Brazil, huh?
With 25 fatalities in the last 30 years at this beach.
Wow. Why that particular beach?
Just, I don't know. That's where they are.
Huh. Everybody's really delicious there. They're very well cooked.
I don't necessarily think that that's the way you want to go.
No.
You walk out into the beach.
Yeah.
You pull down your pants.
Yeah.
Shark.
Ta-da.
It just seems so bad.
Wow, yeah, it's really bad.
So I'm just saying that's not a way out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. That wraps it up for us. I would like to point out things we learned from today's show.
Oh, nice. I did learn a lot.
Guy spent $28 million for a seat to go to space and then backed out because of scheduling conflicts. Has to be a chicken, right?
Man, oh man, you're kidding. I'm dying to go.
Scheduling conflicts.
$28 million spent.
What could possibly have prevented him from going to space?
This is a really good show on TV and you can't record it.
Loser. I are expert Shakespeare actors.
Man, that's a fact.
Rihanna is the first female musician billionaire.
It was really nice talking to her today. Sure, I can't believe you got her phone number. That was amazing.
A guy took a picture of his ass and Sluggo wanted him to send it.
I hope you tweet it, dude. Tweet it.
And I said no.
Come on.
And also I make a very sexy, hot Britney Spears.
That is a fact. You can find that on our Twitter account.
At Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes, there you go. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
You did an accident. Call the lawyer.
What a VIP experience at the first rock show back at the Forum with the Black Crows and Dirty Honey.
Hell yeah.
It includes a VIP side stage viewing for the Crows set, premium reserved tickets for Dirty Honey, VIP early entrance, and a bunch more. You're going to have to be a Black Crows fan to win. Listen at 9, 11, 1, and 3. Answer a trivia question and score a pair of tickets to the show and be in the running for the VIP experience.
Got one more day of that tomorrow, and then we throw the books on the fire and burn them. the Encyclopedia.
Yes, we do.
You know, it's a bonfire.
Sure.
Start the week. It was on this day in rock in 1972 when Aerosmith signed to CBS Records for $125,000. It was on this day in rock in 1975 when Stevie Wonder signed the largest contract for a single artist in history up to that point, $13 million over the next 7 years for seven albums. It was on this day in rock in 1975 when Sandy West and Joan Jett formed the first ever all-female heavy rock band thanks to and via Kim Fowley. Dun, dun, dun.